The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
We are discussing a child-free lifestyle in today's episode.
Oh, nice.
DJ Automatic and I have a child. I have
we don't
three
know anything
altogether.
About a child-free lifestyle.
Nothing.
I remember what it used to be like. It's been a long time.
Anthony, you're one of those people that has chosen to not have children.
Yes, chosen is the key word there.
Yeah. You're like, I don't want one. I don't want any. And
I've committed to it. I got in a relationship one time, and I thought I wanted love, but I realized I just wanted a vasectomy.
Is that what it was? Yeah. I'm begging Automatic to get a vasectomy. I'm literally, yesterday we had this conversation.
And I keep asking her, I'm like, why are you trying to neuter me?
Dude, well.
It has nothing to do with getting neutered.
Dude, the great Michael Scott, you proved it is reversible. So you're good.
The great Michael Scott. So if I'm going to look to anyone for guidance in this world, Michael Scott is the man.
That's what I'm doing. Isn't he the greatest boss of all time? Really? All right. So what would you do if you didn't have kids? Are you somebody who's listening right now thinking, I don't really want kids? Well, let's talk about it. Today's episode begins now. We have been traveling a lot this past month. In fact, we've been to Las Vegas twice. And to some, that might sound like fun. It's not. Welcome to Thursday. Happy Friday's Eve. Good morning.
What? That was fun as hell. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
What are you talking about, dog?
Let me explain myself. Hold on. Good morning. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
And we call this little trio the Dana Cortez Show. So the first time we went to Vegas, we were going for the Grammys earlier this month. And I had my pants on backwards the whole time, and nobody noticed in this room.
Okay, that's your fault. That doesn't make Vegas fun.
Actually, that makes Vegas better. That's about how you usually leave Vegas with your pants on backwards, if you even have them on at all.
It was on the way. It was in the plane.
Oh, damn, you were ready to party.
On the airport. I went to the bathroom. Like, how do these people
not even notice? Why are you just telling us this now?
Because I forgot, and I wrote it down in anger, and then I just forgot. And I'm just thinking, do you just not pay attention to me at all? DJ Automatic ever?
I probably thought you were going for that crisscross look.
Automatic, come on. The pants were in the front.
You're a trendsetter, Data.
How do you not notice your pants are on backwards?
Yeah,
though,
how do you not tell?
I've never put a pair of pants on, walked around all day, and be like, dang, they're on backwards. Shirts inside out, I get it.
They're wide leg joggers.
Do you know?
They're wide leg joggers.
One time she showed up at the airport with two different shoes on.
We were going to Vegas.
Were we going to Vegas?
We were.
What's your deal with Vegas?
I don't know. Maybe I just get so excited.
Yeah,
I thought about that in the bathroom. I was like, oh my gosh, first your shoes and now your pants.
Dude, and like, yeah, you can't count on me when you're going through the airport, bro. I'm more worried about what TSA might find on me.
So
I'm
kept thinking,
my mind is right there the whole time, dog.
No, the TSA chick kept looking at me crazy. Now I know why. She's like, chick, your pants are on backward. Anyway.
The drugs are not in my bag. They're in hers.
National Day, Anthony A.
All right, we'll kick it off with National Blueberry Pie Day. Man.
I love blueberry pie. It's so good with just a little dollop of whipped cream.
Bro, blueberries are very underrated.
I love blueberries.
They're good when you want to eat them like healthy or
just
when you want to eat them.
Great antioxidants.
Hey, talk about it, dude. We also have National Superhero Day. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do you guys have a favorite superhero?
My Nana.
Oh, damn. That's crazy because she didn't show you how to put pants on. That's sick, dog. That's what's up.
I hate you.
I'm a Wolverine guy myself, yo.
I was like the Flash when I was little.
Oh, Ava loves him. Ava Maddox, our daughter. She watches Flash every day. She's addicted.
Shout out to Deadpool as well, too. But we will wrap this one up on a National Take Your Sons and Daughters to Work Day.
No. I have just always been, and trust me, I've been there when I had to take my daughter to work. She's a quiet kid, though. Kirsten was very quiet. She would sit in a corner and color. In fact, people would forget she was there. I remember my boss saying, "You have the most well-behaved child I've ever seen." That's not always the case.
I was going to say, because Stasia definitely wasn't that.
She was not a take your kid.
Ava's kind of like in the middle of the two. So.
Yeah, well, Ava would be quiet. She just, she'd be
Ava's,
cool.
Ava's more like, I don't want to go to work. You can just leave me at home.
Yeah, she's like, I don't
want to
go.
If I don't see any of my coworkers' kids today, it's a great day.
Eddie, what you got against kids?
In a workplace. Come on, dude.
But Anthony also has a theory on radio kids.
Oh, yes, dude. So there's nobody more entitled and privileged than a radio kid.
I know. One time we pulled up to Post Malone concert, and our daughter Ava Maddox said, "Why are those people in line?" No, you're spoiled.
That's the line for people who wear their pants normally.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Birth rates in the United States have dropped even more after the COVID-19 pandemic. That means more people are having no children. You know what I'm saying? They're choosing. But the thing is, there's like this new trendy phrase, and it's all over TikTok and it's all over Instagram. It's called a child-free lifestyle.
Oh, okay. That means that's code for having responsible sexy time.
That's what that sounds like, right? Okay. And I'm glad you said that because even though
it's also a lifestyle choice.
It is, but I think Anthony's right. A lot of us are here because our parents were not responsible.
Yeah.
I was a mistake.
And nobody here was planned.
Surprise.
Right? Yeah, there it is.
As Anthony's mom says, you were my best surprise.
Unexpected
gift. And so, yeah.
My mom says, you should be glad I don't believe in an abortion.
Yeah, dude.
She just puts it out there. Huh? She's just like, you're lucky to be here. I think that more and more people are choosing this, not only because of the birth control situation.
But on that note, Dana has a mom, right, who you had.
I have three daughters,
right? Yeah. And you're a teen mom, so I don't think that was planned, right?
No,
do you look at the people who are living this child-free life and with a little bit of envy, though?
No.
Really?
No. No. I love my daughters.
Until you have kids, you don't know how it feels.
See, people say that, but I haven't met one person without kids. I take that back. I have dated some girls who really want kids. But a lot of my homies are like, nobody sits there like, I want kids.
I don't think you know you want kids until you have kids.
In this research that I found, Pew Research, they do like the best research in the country and whatnot. A lot of women feel pressured to have kids. It's like you're not a woman if you don't have them. You know, if you don't get married and have kids by a certain age, it's been instilled in their mind. But as we've progressed in society, women are like, nah, I just talked to one of my good friends who has a lot of money and her man are traveling all the time. She don't want kids. She's not having kids. And it's not never. It's been 10 years. And I asked her, she's like, hell no, I don't want kids. I get up and go when I want. I do what I want. I'm on the beach when I can do it.
I'm interested to see if your friend has a similar upbringing as myself. Because for me, I was kind of helping my mom raise my younger brother throughout my life. And I felt like at some points I was kind of robbed of my childhood because I was being a parent figure, right? And now, of course, my dad played his role and my stepfather too later on. But there was times where I had to be the person enforcing the rules, making sure you're doing this, making sure you're respecting your mom and stuff.
Was that stressful, Anthony, when you were little?
Yeah, bro, look at my hairline. Why do you think it's stressful, dog? It's been back since I've been 13, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? And there's a lot of homies who went through that situation. And I feel like as a grown adult now that I've finally come to a place where like, okay, I'm having some means for myself. I'm able to have a funner lifestyle. I don't want to go spend that on something that's not me.
No, and recently went to selfish, Vegas and but... Anthony was out all night long. You got a kid, you ain't doing that.
Yeah, dog.
Or you're an irresponsible parent. Yeah. If you're partying like that all the time.
Like my dad was.
Oh, DJ Automatic. What do you think is the best part of being a father, Automatic, in your opinion?
I think that, one, it makes you a better person. I think another thing is it makes you closer to your partner. If you have a kid with somebody, I mean, sometimes it doesn't work out. But if you are together, it's definitely going to make you closer. And the most important thing, though, is the love that having a child shows you. You don't know love like that until you have a kid. And, of course, you know, like, I love my wife. Dana's my wife. I love her. But the love you have for your child is different.
It supersedes everything.
Everything. I didn't know that kind of love until I had a child. And I didn't understand how my parents actually loved me until I had a child.
I think that it should be your choice. And I know that there are women who are listening that might not have kids, might have that man in your life, whatever. You don't need that to prove you're a woman. If you've made that decision in your mind already, it's okay. I love my daughters. I don't feel any regret at all. I can't imagine my life without even though I was 15, Anthony, as you pointed out when I had Kirsten, I don't even know what my life would be like. I love that I have children, but if I had made the other decision, that's on me. And I think it's a shame that society wants to pressure people to having kids. Like even Anthony, like sometimes Otto will be like, you ever going to have a kid? If you don't want a kid, dude, you don't have to have one.
Yeah, no, trust me. I do not want to have one.
My brother, he had a kid this week. He was just like you. He said, I'm not
having
kids forever. And he just had a kid. And I told him, I said, watch how your life changes.
Isn't that gnarly?
How much more purpose you're going
to
have.
Isn't that gnarly how you're explaining it and you're saying you're not going to be ready to have a kid until you actually have it. And like, it's like parenting. It's like you're responsible for a human being. And pretty much a lot of parents are just winging it.
Anthony.
Every parent is winging it. Nobody knows what they're doing.
You have that baby and they're like, you have to take it home now.
Right. I mean, you guys are saying a lot of things, right? It makes sense. And I'm happy that people, and at the end of the day, I just want people to be happy. So if you want a child, I hope you find a partner who wants that same thing. And if you don't, I hope you find that too. Mm-hmm. But it's like, yo, do you want a kid? Do you want a child? Do you want a baby? Do you want this? Do that? Nobody's talking about, hey, do you want to raise a teenager? Ain't nobody saying that to me at all.
And it never ends. Just to let you know, when your kids grow up, they're still going to call you. And I still call my mama and ask her for advice and money.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Man, police were forced to shut down a very busy intersection. This all happened in Albuquerque, New Mexico. They found a meth lab. Oh, yeah, in a shopping cart.
What the fuck?
Damn, dude, my good old hometown was showing her ingenuity, baby.
It's called mini meth. No, not really. It's not called mini meth.
Your city's got food carts. We got meth carts. Yeah,
oh, my God, in the world.
It sounds like the next trailer for Breaking Bad.
No, Breaking Bad would never do that. Or maybe they would. They're franchising now. All right, so police were called because there was a line of people trying to get to the shopping cart, and nobody could figure out what was going on. Well, apparently, the person who was making the meth was making a killing. And So Albuquerque police, they went there. They all of a sudden, there's nobody there. Everybody ran. Nobody's working the meth lab in the shopping cart. And no arrests have been made thus far.
Oh!
Nobody's been arrested.
I mean, I'm not supporting meth, but this was kind of genius.
Dude, why do you say that, automatic?
Because you're taking your product to the customer.
Bro, if your Uber Eats order gets there a little bit early, double check the driver, dog. Let's go from Albuquerque, New Mexico to this Home Depot, where authorities say a man named Dylan J. Cruz was arrested after he started a fire in the Home Depot to cause a distraction from the tools he wanted to steal. Well, this fire ended up getting out of hand and burned down the entire 98,000 square foot Home Depot and an estimated charge of $17 million.
Obviously, they arrested him.
Yes.
I heard he was hanging out at the cart before.
The fire was so big because it could be seen from space. So,
no!
Yeah, dog. I don't know what city it was because the city is ashamed of Dalen, too. They're like, don't put our name in the story.
Well, we're going to take it out to Washington State. Okay, there's a woman, and she dropped her cell phone in a public outhouse. What she did after that was trying to reach for it, and then she slipped and fell in head first.
No!
She fell in a porta potty head first.
No!
All trying to grab her phone. She struggled for 15 minutes to try to get out. She couldn't get out, but she found her phone.
Everybody has asked themselves that question, though. If my phone dropped in a porta potty, would I get it? She
went for it, and she had to call 911, and they had to pull her out, and then they hosed her down, and they said that's the first time they've ever had to rescue somebody from a toilet.
Can you imagine what she smelled like? DJ Automatic one time called me from the club disgusted with himself. He said, Dana,
why do you have to tell the story? Hold on, let me tell the story. It's my story to tell.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so I'm at the club, and I had an emergency bathroom break I needed to take. So I put on one of those, you know, those long songs. So I run to the bathroom, and of course, when you sit down in the bathroom, what do? You pull out your phone. So I push it out, I get up, and guess what I dropped? My phone in the toilet.
Ooh.
Do you guys think I actually went and grabbed it?
Hell yeah, you did.
Of course I did. Pulled it out of the toilet, washed my hands thoroughly, and went back to DJing without missing the song.
And called me on the poop phone after to tell me how disgusted with himself he was.
I did get a new phone that week.
What was the song that you were playing, dude?
Migos, Bad and Bougie.
So now when you hear the DJ dropping Bad and Bougie, you know what he's dropping in the bathroom.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
So I'm going to share with you four things that a marriage counselor is talking about in order for you to sustain longevity in your relationship. Basically, if you want you and your partner to work out and you're not doing these four things, the odds are against you. So this is really good stuff. In case you missed it, three stories you need to know. DJ Automatic.
So Google's going to start telling you when you write something that isn't particularly woke.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. My goodness.
A new pop-up feature in Google Docs suggests more inclusive terms, like replacing policeman with police officer instead of mankind, maybe humankind. But there's a problem, and they might be a little too woke because already some users are complaining about harmless words like annoyed, fierce, and mother are getting replaced. Google says,
how do you all replace mother?
That's what I'm saying. I'm a progressive guy. I am. I know I am. But if you have his, her, or he, she, they in your Twitter bio, I promise you I will never follow you.
Why?
I just feel like it's annoying. I don't feel like that has to be like, you can believe and say and do everything you want and live your life your way.
That's their social media.
Exactly. But I don't need to see it in your Twitter bio. And for some reason, it's only in Twitter, too.
No, it's on Tinder. It's on dating apps. It's everywhere, bro. It's all over, dude. But I do have an issue with, like, these search engines and whatnot telling us how to talk.
Exactly.
That's weird.
Yeah, dude. I got banned for bullying because I was trying to make a joke with my friends. So that was whack, dog.
You're kidding.
Yeah, dude.
Anthony, see, that's too much.
Come on,
dude. I am all about inclusivity. I am probably, you know, I'm liberal. Liberal means liberated. I'm progressive, like DJ Automatic said. That means move forward, progress. What I'm not about is pushing my beliefs on somebody else. Now, if you're, hold on, if you're impeding on someone's rights, that's a different story.
That's,
we're going to battle.
That's a whole other thing.
Don't tell me how to talk.
Am I even going to be able to put MILF inside the search bar now? Or is it going to ask me for some woke answer?
It's probably going to be like, hey, we need a mother with child.
Yeah, non-binary mother who is still attractive and openly divorced. In case you missed it, going vegan is not just for humans, all right? When your dog pulls up to the table asking for some food, you might want to throw him a carrot. New study finds that dogs who were given a plant-based diet focused around healthy grains actually went to the vet less and had fewer signs of decline in health. On the flip side, the dogs who ate meat and whatnot require routine veterinary visits and showed signs of depleting health as well.
Our dogs are vegetarian.
Our dogs love vegetables, but dogs need meat. If you have dogs in the wild, they are not going to eat grass to live. They have to eat meat. It's part of their DNA. But what's happening is, America, we're feeding our dogs crap. Table scraps and all this.
Not our dog. Our dog, Eros, if you're like cutting carrots or bell peppers or anything, he freaks out like it's like meat, like it's a steak or something.
Good, though, dude. I've been trying to get my dog on carrots forever, bro.
He won't eat them, Anthony?
No, he just stares at me like, what's that, dog?
So Eros, our boy dog, loves vegetables. If you give a piece of any kind of vegetable, any kind of green thing to our girl dog, Dieti, she just looks at it and spits it out.
She'll take it because she's jealous of him.
She just looks
at it. And then she'll
spit
it on the side and then he'll lick it up and eat it. I do believe that we're overfeeding our dogs. I think putting vegetables in their diet is a good idea, right? They eat greens in nature, but they also eat meat. Be very careful with what you're feeding your pit if you really love them. And speaking of love, what about your partner? Do you want it to last forever? MarriageCounselor.com. They're sharing four things you need to sustain longevity in your relationship. I'm going to start with number four. Generosity. Not only give to your partner, give together.
There it is. That's big.
You know what's interesting? When we go volunteer, Automatic and I always talk about it for weeks and days after. It's a good feeling.
Like, we're so
together.
Awesome for doing that. Let's pat ourselves on the back.
No, we're like, man, that's hard work.
Volunteering, I mean, that's also a decent date idea, too. It's not like a first date idea, but if you want to get to know a person a little bit more.
I was going
to
say, that's a horrible first date.
But it shows you who you're partnering up with. Number three, prioritize your partner above all. Priority. This is difficult for mothers, especially. We want to put our kids first. But I want you to remember this. If you don't put your partner first, you can't be the best parents, and you can't even be the best mother. And one day those kids are going to leave you. It doesn't mean not to love them and put them, you know, take care of them and give them everything you can. It means that your partner is first. Number two, growth may be rough, but you're growing together and you're not the same person. And if you are trying to force your partner to be the same person, you're going to ruin the relationship. There's an old saying and it goes, smooth seas never make great sailors. You're growing together. There's going to be ups and downs. And number one is responsibility. You are responsible for your happiness. You cannot rely on your partner for that. I want to ask you a question. If you're feeling unhappy, how fulfilled are you in other aspects of your life? Are you blaming your partner for your own failures?
You can't look to other people for your happiness.
You can't do that. No. Now, I'm not saying if this person's mean to you and derogatory and all that, that's a different story. But if you expect your partner to fulfill every aspect of your life, you're setting yourself up for failure. Okay? Yep. I'm going to share this. This is good advice. And I knew it was really good because Automatic's just looking at me with his mouth open. This is good stuff. At Dana Cortez on Instagram. I'm going to put it inside the story so you can screenshot it and share it with your partner.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly drink each other's blood. Why?
What?
I'm actually going to try to explain this. And I have more stories. Daily Dartist, the best gossip, Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
We'll start off with Jessica Alba celebrating her birthday, Penelope Cruz celebrating a birthday, Jay Leno and Too Short celebrating a birthday.
What's my favorite word?
Let's start by talking about a serious topic. Travis Scott is going on tour. Now, not really a tour. He signed up to perform at the Primavera Sound Festival. This is in Brazil, Chile, Argentina, Barcelona. Over 200,000 people attend this festival. It's absolutely huge. But a lot of people are like, he shouldn't be able to perform until the trial is done, the Astroworld trial. Judges ruled, though, guy's got to make a living.
Yeah, he can't stop the money.
You're right. You're right. I just want those families to see justice. And I know it was Travis Scott's festival, Astroworld, and ultimately he has to bear responsibility. But the people that set up the barricades and stuff, the more and more I'm looking at this evidence, what were they doing? What were they thinking?
It was poor planning. That's what it was.
I also heard, though, that it was up until that point, and some people who were even there said it was the best concert they've ever been to.
Oh, I've heard. That's what I mean. It was just a small area. And unfortunately, people lost their lives because of somebody being cheap or just stupid and not setting it up properly. When you're out there at the parties, be careful. All right, now let's talk about Post Malone, another artist we love. He's got a new album coming. He's calling it 12 Karat Toothache. There's going to be 14 songs on it. Automatic earlier was like, why not 14 Karat Toothache?
Or why not 12 songs?
I don't know. But I'm excited because it's the first time that Post Malone's released an album in a long time. We got Kid Laroi on the track, Doja Cat, Roddy Ricch, and more.
Man, I mean, the last Post Malone run lasted like about a whole year and a half.
It's still running. Have you listened to the radio? All right. And then Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox do drink each other's blood.
What?
She said, hold on. It's for ritualistic purposes. Oh, we only do it every now and again. And I don't know. I mean, I guess, right? They're weird. They're strange.
I would say like it's like two peas in a tampon. Like find somebody who's into your cup of tea or blood.
I don't even think that it's real. I think it was just like Angelina Jolie and what was that guy? Billy Bob Thornton.
And they did. And it didn't work out.
Well, yeah, there's so much more things to lie about outside of drinking
blood. I just think it's just an attention grab. I don't think that they really drink each other's blood.
No, the attention grab is his 12-inch nails. I think they really drink each other's blood. Go check the photos at Dana Cortez on Instagram to Inside the Story.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
You know, next week is Teacher Appreciation Week, and I've got some restaurants who are participating in giving teachers some free stuff. So in food news, I'm going to break them down for you. Welcome to Thursday. It's almost the weekend. Friday's Eve here. Time for hottest hashtags. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Lil Spoon.
All right, so let's get this hashtag started here on the Dana Cortez Show with big news about President Biden, who is seriously looking at different options to forgive federal student loans. The move could affect more than 43 million borrowers who hold more than $1.6 trillion in student loan debt. And if they don't forgive all of it, they could drastically reduce it. And the word being drastic.
Yo, if you have any loans out with them, keep your eye on it. Because I just noticed, too, that I have some that I'm paying back. And that they changed up the lender. So now I'm paying somebody
different.
Oh,
they sell the loans. Anthony, everything changed in the 80s,
Keep your head on a swivel,
people
y'all.
Like, the 80s were great. We know,
did your percentage change?
No, everything else stayed the same. But they just sent me a big old email saying that when the deposit comes out of my account,
it's going to come out of a different company.
There should be a limit of interest made on student loans. That's just my opinion.
Well, mate, hopefully Joe Biden gets it this thrown
nice.
Out.
It'd be nice.
It sucks for the people who actually paid their loans off like me, but hey.
Hindsight is 2020. You should have just held on to that.
I should have just waited it out.
All right, now in food news, Teacher Appreciation Week begins Monday, and these restaurants are offering teacher deals. Applebee's, 20% off. Buffalo Wild Wings, 20% off. Freddy's, you get a free mini sundae. Potbelly, free cookie or regular size fountain drink with purchase. Sonic will give you a free cheeseburger with any purchase. And they're also matching donations up to 50% of $1.5 million. To donorschoose.org.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Shout out to Sonic.
Dude.
And all you have to do to redeem these incredible deals is show your teacher ID.
Oh, okay.
We don't appreciate teachers enough. I love these things, but you know what they really need is six figures, baby.
Dude, next week I will be identifying as a teacher.
Yep.
You can do that. We fluent in here, okay? National Day, Anthony A.
We'll start off with National Take Your Sons and Daughters to Work Day. How about that?
Mm. No.
Yes. No? Nobody in here?
No.
If your kids behave, but if you got bad kids, no.
We also have National Blueberry Day. Ooh.
She's so good.
Love me some blueberries.
I love blueberries and pancakes, too.
Those are my favorite.
Best kind of pancake.
Hey, dude. And a good blueberry muffin. Man, I just love consuming blueberries, dude. All right. And we'll wrap it up on National Superhero Day.
Before I give you the top favorite superheroes here in America, top three, I've got them. What's your favorite, Anthony A?
Wolverine, forever and
okay,
always.
Okay, Anthony A. DJ Automatic.
I would love the Flash growing up.
Okay, for me, it's Storm.
Oh.
I love Storm. I just loved her hair, and like, she was so cool. Just the weather and all that.
I want to hear the top three.
Number three, Captain America. Number two, Batman. And number one is Spider-Man.
Superman didn't make the top three?
Yeah, he didn't make top three. Superman fell off.
So I've never heard anybody say Captain America is my favorite superhero. Oh, I don't know. What?
Women
love that guy.
Nah, that they don't know good movies.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Today inside the Dana Cortez Show, Dana listed off four things that all relationships need to do in order to sustain longevity. All right, so we're going to recap those. Plus, DJ Automatic, a very successful husband and father, is going to add his two cents into this conversation as well. And while me, I'm just here to talk. I'll talk to two dudes.
One studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show, hosted by myself, Anthony A. And I say I'm just here to talk because I don't want to be like every other single person who offers out the best dating advice.
Because you don't know
it. Yeah, dude, I don't know it, dude. I don't know it. Automatic
failed relationships.
that's right.
Hey, you didn't have to say it so hard with so much conviction, dude. Well, you said that.
You know what? I'm gonna tell you something. The truth hurts sometimes.
Okay, all right, Automatic. Let's get to your little list here, bud.
My list.
Yeah, dude.
Or this is Dana's list.
This is your wife's list. And she's listen. If there's one thing Dana does know, it's failed marriages.
Yes,
because she's been a part of a few.
I like how you turned it on me.
But the one with her current husband, DJ Automatic, that's a very successful one. All right, so DJ Automatic.
At least it looks that way.
Let us know what is the first thing on this list to sustaining a long relationship.
These are Dana's. Okay, so the first one is generosity. Which I understand you have to be generous with your partner, with your time, your love, your everything.
It's very attractive to see a woman who's pretty and very generous to people who can't do anything for her. All right, next one on the list, DJ Automatic.
Growth. If you can't grow together, you're not going to stay together, that's for sure. And so if you, as your relationship blossoms, you too need to blossom as a person, else you guys are just going to, I would like to say, age out on each other.
And also, this is the trickiest thing, I think, on the list, because people do grow apart.
Yes.
That happens.
Because
sometimes,
as you get older, you become, especially if you get into a relationship as a young person, you might be a different person at 19 than you are at 30.
DJ Automatic, next on the list.
Responsibility. Oh. You're responsible for your relationship.
Take ownership, bro, okay? The first side chick, yeah, you can lie about that one. The second one, you got to own up, doggy. All right? You got to confess. Best to that one, bro.
And that takes us right into number four, priority.
Oh.
Make your woman your priority, and I promise you your relationship will be in a lot better space.
Earlier, Dana Cortez was saying, you know, that even means prioritizing your partner over your children.
Yeah.
Right? DJ Automatic, I've heard Dana talk about that, but how do you feel about that? Do you feel the same as making sure?
I didn't understand, because I remember the first time we talked about this, and it was just her and I talking about it, and she was telling me, she was like, you have to make sure that you don't put the kids before us, because there won't be any us if we only care about the kids. And I at first I was like, what are you talking about? But I get it. You have to make your relationship a priority.
Damn, dude, that was deep, dog. That was deep, dude. He did it, Automatic.
Well, now it's time to get stupid. Okay, here's my four things that will make your relationship successful.
All right, go ahead, dude.
Cook.
All right,
Food. Food is important to
everybody cooking, right? You cook for your wife too, DJ Automatic.
Food is so important. You've been around a hungry woman.
Oh my God.
They're horrible.
Dude. Worst ever. Hey!
The next thing, sex. It's important.
Okay.
You have to do it. It has to be good, and else you're gonna get bored and then you're gonna find a side chick.
As sad as it is, once that starts to go.
The relationship starts to
go. Oh, dude, I remember last time I was trying to, you know what I'm saying, do the big spork move to my lady, and she hit me with that deep sigh. I knew. I was like, oh, man, this relationship's on borrowed time.
Here's another one. Silence. You need your away time. You can't be around each other all the time. As somebody who works with his wife and is around her, I would say, a good 15 hours a day. Sometimes I just need silence. I just need some time to myself.
The great Corey Holcomb said, we want you around, but we also want to be by ourselves.
And the last one, I'm going to have to agree with Dana on this one. Priority. You have to make your partner a priority.
There it is, dude. There it is. The final thing on your list was agreeing with your wife. Yes. And I think that's...
And that's what makes your marriage successful. Just agree with whatever she says. Your life will be so much easier.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Well, the reason that you agree with me, DJ Automatic, is I'm right.
Oh,
just
is that
admit it?
It.
Just yeah,
admit
dude.
It.
Just
yeah.
Say yes.
I mean, you're always right, Dana. Always.
You know what's interesting, though? You know, yesterday was our anniversary, and we talked about the whole four things, the marriage counselor, and we practiced those without even knowing that that's what therapists are recommending.
Are like pushing and promoting.
It's
right?
Just something that we do. Our very good friend, Debbie, who works in the office, has been married 30 plus years.
Hey!
She came in yesterday to talk to us after we got the cupcakes. Oh my gosh, your anniversary. She's like, you guys should do something special every 5 years. And she said, the secret to our marriage has been allowing each other to grow. She didn't even hear us. She hadn't even heard the show. She said, we have grown into different people. And when she said that, I was like, oh my gosh, because you're a completely different man, DJ Automatic, than when I met you.
I am?
Oh my gosh, completely different.
Well, and whatever you say is right, Dana.
Oh, but it's true. I mean that. Every person becomes...
And it's beautiful when it works out perfectly, right? When you're able to grow, like what you and Automatic
grow
have.
Together.
Or, yes, and you and our friend Debbie, and not you and Debbie, but Debbie and her husband have.
Yeah, 30 plus
it's,
years.
It's beautiful, but like a lot of times people struggle, like I struggled with when learning, yo, we're growing apart in a relationship. And not to be
it
a
Debbie. It does happen, but maybe like what Dana says, you have to accept who they're turning into.
Ooh.
Or, Anthony, you have to accept that you keep choosing the same woman.
There you go. That's the thing, right?
You know, yeah, you want to help women that are in a place where maybe they're not ready for the relationship that you want. You need support. Your job requires support.
No, hold on. We're not talking about that. I'm saying, what I'm saying is like, people naturally grow apart, and that's where you struggle to like bond together. Like you and Automatic have fortunately enough grown like up, but together, and you guys are the same people. Like
no, some
people
right.
just
We're
go different routes, and when you go different routes, it's nobody's fault. You just grow apart.
Do you think you'll ever get married and have kids?
I mean, I can't. Like,
I do. I think he's going to. I'm almost positive.
Automatic, you think
yeah.
Anthony's going to get married and have kids?
I think he's going to be like my brother's, where he's probably going to wait a while. But
I don't know, man, because everybody in my family, all I really know is divorce. And I know everybody's happy. Like my uncles, my moms, my mom, my dad are both happy on their own. So I do see the part of marriage, but also see it's able and it's a possibility to live happy without it.
It is, and it's your choice, just like we talked about. All right, more of the podcast now.